In the legislature's budget committee yesterday, multiple Republicans pressed Walker Department of Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb for a long-term solution to funding roads. From River Falls, GOP Senator Sheila Harsdorf, who wanted to know how long the state could wait.
For a long time, we've known that we have a revenue problem in transportation.
To River Hills, GOP Senator Alberta Darling, who said the state needed to look at the big picture when it comes to funding transportation.
Because it's going to start eating us alive.
A special study committee organized by the Department of Transportation did recommend several ideas for funding roads, from a gas tax increase to a mileage-based registration fee. The governor rejected all of them, opting instead to increase borrowing by more than $1 billion. And as Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson pointed out yesterday, the budget would spend more of what's known as general purpose revenue, or GPR, on roads. That's money that normally pays for schools and health care.
There is a big drain of the GPR budget in these 2 years to fund transportation, when we're having trouble funding other things.
Secretary Gottlieb told lawmakers the transportation system ought to be funded with user fees over the long term, but he declined to endorse any particular one of them.
But the needs will clearly be ongoing, and it will clearly become more difficult to meet them with the existing streams of revenue that we have.
Gottlieb contends the governor's budget keeps crucial road projects on track while the legislature grapples with that issue. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.